anyhow, we met them. We had lunch with them at the hostel. And then from Vienna, we went to Israel. And we spent 2 weeks in Israel. At that time, they had the Marbara, you know, the tin shacks where they were living. And everything was very, very primitive. But it was a real experience and a real eye-opener. And here we were, two young kids. Don was 33 and I was 30. And we were very, very impressed and emotionally involved with this. And so we came back and we became very involved in the community. Obviously, we had been a little bit involved before that because otherwise we wouldn't have gone on this mission. But ever since then, Don and I have been both very involved with the community. And Don became very involved with JDC. And through JDC, I have had some absolutely fantastic experiences. Experiences I never would have had otherwise. I've been able to travel, to go to Hungary, to go to Romania. We were in Romania 3 times. We went to Israel every, Don, when he was on the Board of Governors, went 4 times a year. When he was on the Board of Governors of Jewish Agency, he went 4 times a year. But we would go at least once a year to Israel. Sometimes with a mission, sometimes by ourselves. We were just very, very involved in this. And through JDC, of course, I happen to think this is the best Jewish organization there is, the JDC. The professionals that work for JDC are so impressive. I mean, I can't tell you how impressed I was. Every year, we would go to Israel, and then from Israel, when Don became budget chairman, the budget meetings were held in Geneva, Switzerland. We went to Geneva, and of course, every place we traveled, anywhere, we always looked up the Jewish community, which was a tremendous experience because you learn so much. You learn what's going on in that particular country with the Jewish community, what's happening with them, what their needs are. Some of them need financial help. Some of them just need help in organization, which is what the JDC offers them, and how to organize a community. Anyway, this one time when we were in Geneva, I had, for the budget committee meetings, and all the JDC people from all over came in to present their budgets for each country. And the last night, we would host a dinner. Don and I always hosted a dinner for everybody. And I mean, to hear these people talk about the experiences they had after the war and the things that they've done and the places, I mean, they've lived in places where they were really in danger. It's just, I have so much respect for these people. It was a wonderful experience. But 1 year when we went, I had become very friendly with the wife of the controller of the JDC. And we went for lunch one day, and she brought a friend of hers along. And the friend started telling me about this program they have of bringing disabled Israeli veterans to Geneva for two-week vacations. They have 5,000 Jews in Geneva. Well, by the time she's finished telling me the stories and about how this one man had missing a leg, but all he wanted was black patent shoes, and how she took him in to be fitted for black patent shoes. And I mean, I was in tears. I came back and I said to Don, you know, if they can do it in Geneva with 5,000 Jews, we have 40,000 here in Pittsburgh. Why can't we do it here in Pittsburgh? So I had finished my chairmanship of the Women's Division campaign. I had finished my presidency of the Women's Division. I had finished my vice presidency of the campaign. Not of a campaign, but a vice presidency of the Federation, of which I was the first woman to be a vice president of the Federation. Anyway, I needed something, and this just grabbed me. So I went to, at that time, Jerry Soroker, and he thought that was a wonderful idea, but they couldn't give me any money. They didn't have any money to give me. So I went to all my friends, and I bunned them for money. And I I collected enough money, and they did give me a part-time staff person to help me. And she and I, by the seat of our pants, planned this trip. We invited 12 disabled Israeli veterans to come, and we got 12 families to host them in Pittsburgh. And I give these families tremendous credit. They did not know what they were getting into. They were going to welcome 12 disabled people into their home and make them part of their family. Strangers. And, you know, it takes a lot to do that. It takes a lot of giving of yourself to do that. The leader of the group stayed with us. And it was absolutely the most fantastic experience. I never in a million years dreamed what it would do. When the last day, I took them, myself and the staff person from the Federation, took them to New York. For the day, and then to see them off that night. And at the airport here in Pittsburgh, all the families brought their men out. Well, everybody was crying. Everybody was hugging and kissing everybody else. I mean, they were just so close. It did so much to, you know, unite this thing. I turned to, it was Huntsie Butler. She was one of the family. I turned to Huntsie. I said, Huntsie, this is the best thing I've ever done in my life. Because it moved people so much. So anyhow, this thing kept going and going and going. I never dreamed it. We're going to start our 23rd year. Never thought it would go on this long. Every year I go to the Federation. I say, look, I'm taking money out of the community because it's getting more expensive every year. The big expense is the airfare from Israel, even though I do get a deal from El Al. But the big expense is the airfare from Israel. Every year we've been able to get 10 families. We cut down to 10 because of the airfare. Every year I'm able to get, I don't do it anymore. I turned it over two or three years ago to Sandy Kushner. I mean, I had been president of this thing for 18 years. Enough is enough. I mean, it became Sylvia's program, and I did not want it to be that. I wanted it to be a community program that, you know, that the whole community could be involved in. And we've broadened our base of contributors. Like, if you're a family 1 year, next year you're going to ask to be a contributor. And we don't ask for a lot of money. I mean, if you can give us $50, fine. If you can give us $100, that's great, you know. But we just broadened our whole base of contributors. And it has, what it has done, you know, every year I go to the Federation and I say, you know, I'm going to be taking like $20,000 out of the community for this. I started out, it was $10,000. It's now $22,000. And they, no, because what it does is it brings people into the Federation. It makes them more interested in Israel, more interested in their Judaism. And so every year we've been doing it. And what has happened is we try and get families with young children. And we have families with young children, the children become very attached to these veterans. Some of them have gone to Israel to visit with them. I have one shidduch. This man was here, he was very withdrawn. And he stayed with his family, he's had a daughter. And somehow or other, he and the daughter was a grown person, and he and the daughter hit it off very well. He was married and had children. But after he left, she decided to go visit Israel. And she went to visit him. And she met his brother. And she married his brother. And she's now living in Israel. and so we've made a connection between Israel and some families here in Pittsburgh who had never been to Israel, who never really thought a whole lot about it. And this way, we've done this thing. So I think this is the thing that I'm proudest of, because it's something that I thought up, that I started in the United States. I sold it to 8 other cities. I mean, by selling it, I mean I persuaded 8 other cities to do it. At one time, we had 9 cities doing it, counting Pittsburgh, here in Canada. A couple have dropped off for various reasons, one because they couldn't raise the money, one because the woman took ill, another one because the people who were running it were in a terrible car accident and had not brought really anybody in else to take it over. So some of them have, but Chicago still does it, Washington, D.C. still does it, Stamford, Connecticut still does it, Pittsburgh still does it, Toronto still does it. So they're still having there are a couple other groups that have started up now that I can't take credit for, but there are some other groups that have started up now. So I feel that that is the best thing that I have ever done in my life, and it's the most worthwhile thing as far as Jewish community does. I've done other work for other organizations. I used to work at do volunteer work at what was then the Home for Crippled Children. It's now the Rehabilitation Institute. I worked there for about 4 years, I think, as a volunteer. And then they reorganized, they eliminated the job I was doing. I was working with young children on a one-to-one basis. And I was on the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Board for 12 years. I worked at Family House as a volunteer for 6 years, up until this year. This year I didn't work. Because I'm away so much, I was very unreliable, and I didn't feel it was fair to have to get a substitute for me all the time. I don't know. I've been a very, very, very fortunate woman, and I know it. And I have two nice, healthy children, three beautiful grandchildren. They all live in Pittsburgh, so I get to see them a lot. And I've had wonderful travels, wonderful experiences because of well, my husband loves to travel anyway because of his photography. I mean, but a lot of the really great experiences I've had have been because of JVC. I mean, in Australia, we looked up the Jewish community there. They couldn't do enough for us. And several years ago, we visited Ethiopia. And we went up to the Gondar region where most of the Jewish people live. And that was the time when they were having the war with Eritrea, and Eritrea and Gondar right next to each other. And that was a very, very primitive. I mean, they had half the hotel, what they called a hotel, didn't have electricity or didn't have water. I mean, for 4 days we didn't shower or bathe. I mean, but it was the most wonderful experience because JDC had set up a clinic. And in order to set up the clinic, it could not only be for the Jews, it had to be for everybody in the area. And they had this young doctor who was a pediatrician from Alaska and two nurse midwives. And I don't know how they worked there. These people would, in the first place, the people would walk for days to come to the clinic. Meanwhile, they were trying to train other nurse midwives and, you know, to take over when they leave. And these people would come in covered in lice. I said, how do you handle it? You just do it. I mean, you know, I have great admiration for these people. And we were in Morocco. A great number of places, you know, because of JDC and because we wanted to see these things. We went to visit refuseniks in Russia. And that was a very, very interesting experience. And then we were back in Russia after, you know, it became more liberal. We were back there and we visited with some other Jewish. We visited with the people from the Jewish agency who were working there to visit some other people, because at that time we were working there. And
let me ask you, do you have any reflections on changes in, we talked a lot outside of Pittsburgh, but in the Pittsburgh community and, you know, from the time that you've grown up in it?
There's a lot of changes taking place here in the Pittsburgh community.
Any comments on that? Because I think that might interest people.
The Federation has grown. It's grown tremendously. And the population of Pittsburgh has been declining. But I think the religious population of Pittsburgh the general population of Pittsburgh has been declining, but I think the religious community in Pittsburgh has been growing. And because of the Kollel we have here and the other, and there's many more Jewish education institutions here than there used to be when I was a kid. Although I do have one hang up, which is the Sunday school in the synagogues, which I think are horrible, because it's so repetitious. Everything, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, and it hasn't changed much since then. It is very repetitious. I hear it from my grandchildren, they tell them the same thing. You know, I'm in a different grade now. Why don't they start on something else, you know? But it's very repetition, and it's boring for the children. And to me, the history of our people is so exciting. It reads like an adventure story. Why can't they present it that way? And this is my feeling. I mean, I feel that our history is so exciting that they ought to try teaching it in that vein, and exciting people, exciting the children about it. I think we're getting more young people involved in Jewish activities here in the city, which I'm very happy for, because somebody at my stage in life is ready to, you know, sort of back off. And if you keep having the same people over and over again, you get stagnant. You have to have new people come in with new ideas. And that's the only way you're going to do things. I think the rebuilding of a lot of our institutions has been a very positive step, and something that was very much needed. I mean, I was president of the, not president, the chairman of the board of the Home for the Aged for a year. I took it only for 1 year because I'm not here that much, and I did it last year. And the home is in terrible shape. It's in terrible shape. A lot of it is the physical plant itself is so very, very old, and it is not really built for the best service to the patients and residents there. And a new home is really very much needed, and a whole new attitude at the home is needed, and which I think is being worked on very hard now. I'm glad to see the schools, the Jewish schools, being physically improved. I know my daughter looked at the community day school for her kids, and she liked the curriculum, but she was completely turned off by the facility, and that's why they're not there. So now that they have a new facility, I think they're going to attract a lot more people. The place is fabulous.
Have you been through it?
It was built as a school, but it's really a terrific place. It's going to be a terrific place.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
There was another question about you having started a business. Maybe you'd like to tell us a little bit.
Well, I started a very small travel agency. In fact, it was not my brother-in-law, my husband's youngest brother, had this travel agency, and he was no longer living in Pittsburgh, and he really wanted to get rid of it, and it was literally a hole in the wall, tiny little thing on Murray Avenue. So I bought it, and he had two employees there who really didn't know what they were doing, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was taking a correspondence course in travel, and all I wanted to do was vacation travel for, you know, people I knew and that kind of thing. I just wanted a small agency. And the next thing I know, I have a corporate client that Don got for me. I said, "Don, I don't want a corporate client. I don't want to do corporate work." He says, "You can't stay small. You have to grow." So there was another agency down the street that had experienced people. And so I bought that agency, and I moved down there. And it kept growing and growing, and then Don and I were away once a few years ago, and I went into this 12 years ago, But a few years ago, Don and I were away, and my manager quit. And Don had a young man in his office who stepped in and took over. And ever since then, he has been growing the agency. It is now a corporate agency. I would say it's 70% corporate and 30% vacation. Being away so much, I do very little now. I'm no longer the boss. I haven't been the boss since this young man took over. And I just take care of a few clients that I have who want to take trips, and I do their trips. And but it's grown into a very big corporate agency now. And I started it. So I keep telling Don, you know, I started a business. Of course, I didn't follow all the way through, but I started it. So I was at the stage in life where, you know, all my friends had been through all this volunteer work and everything, and we were all sort of looking for something, and everyone says, oh, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. I was the only one who went and did something. So anyway, I'm retired now.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.